This exercise is designed to help you focus on the feelings associated with creating compassion in yourself. It helps when we come to offer ourselves or others compassion if we have a little idea of what it feels like. As we do this exercise and the ones that follow, keep in mind it doesn't matter if you feel you have these qualities or not. It is the act of imagining that you have them that is important. This is the type of approach that method actors use to get into a role. They imagine themselves to have the characteristics of the character they are playing. In this way, they are stimulating certain qualities in the mind and body, which in turn makes their acting convincing. For that short time, they become the character they imagine themselves to be, and often stay in character even when they are not performing. Of course, when they come out of the role, they may not want to be anything like the character they played, especially if it was an evil one. In these compassion-focused exercises, it doesn't matter whether you feel you currently have compassionate characteristics or not, or even a desire to have them. It's about putting yourself into the mental state of imagining that's important. The extent and degree to which you practice this will have a bearing on how naturally it develops, and whether it starts to feel more natural. Take each of these qualities in turn: wisdom, authority and strength, motivation. Combine them with warmth and responsibility. Hold them in your mind and imagine yourself having them. Work through each quality steadily and slowly. So the qualities of wisdom, authority and strength, motivation, warmth, and responsibility. You may find some qualities easier to imagine than others, and this is perfectly normal. Try to notice how each quality affects your body differently. Does your body feel different when you focus on strength? And when you focus on kindness? Remember that you may just get glimmers of things because your mind wanders or you can't really focus. This is very typical of learning something new. Regular practice will help. And remember that being mindful is observing our thoughts wandering and gently bringing themselves back to focus on the quality we are enjoying at the time. Make sure you're in a place where you can sit quietly and not be disturbed for at least 10 minutes. Once again, focus on your soothing rhythm, your soothing breathing rhythm, giving yourself a chance to slow down and create the space for undertaking the exercise. When you feel that your body has slowed down, even slightly, you're ready to practice imagining that you are a very deeply compassionate person. Think in turn of each of the qualities you would ideally have as a compassionate person, and try to spend at least 1 minute focusing on each quality, longer if you can. Now focus on your desire to become a compassionate person and to be able to think, act, and feel compassionately. Focus on the first quality of being wise. Imagine being a wise person with a wisdom that comes from understanding about the nature of our lives, minds, and bodies. You're wise enough to know that much of what goes on inside us is not our fault, but is the result of our evolution and experiences over which we had no control. When you are ready and have a sense of your wisdom, you can switch to imagining the quality of having strength that comes with a sense of maturity and authority. Explore your body posture and make sure that you are sitting or standing confidently and assertively in a way that matches your idea of being strong. Your facial expression should also reflect what it feels like to be confident. Keep your head upright rather than letting it drop forward. Your sitting posture or standing position is one of confidence. Remember, you are imagining yourself as a person who understands your own difficulties and those of others in a non-judgmental way and has the confidence to be sensitive to distress and to tolerate suffering. When you have a sense of your wisdom and strength, focus on the qualities of warmth and gentle friendliness. Imagine being warm and kind. Create a compassionate facial expression. Try to imagine yourself speaking to someone and hear the warm tone in your voice. Now reach out with that warmth and feel what it might be like to offer it to another. Remember, you are imagining yourself filled with warmth and gentleness. Next, move on to imagining feelings of responsibility. Imagine that you have lost interest in condemning or blaming or punishing or living in fear. And now you just want to do the best you can to help yourself and others move forward. Hold on to your compassion and facial expression of warmth. but just focus on this experience of taking responsibility and committing yourself to a compassionate path of self-development and giving yourself the future that you deserve. Giving yourself the future that you would have had if you hadn't been experiencing really difficult life events when you were younger, or even more recently. Giving yourself the chance to flourish. Finally, imagine yourself having all these qualities and incorporating them into the way you are with yourself and others. And when you are finished, bring yourself gently back into the room.